This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the other causes is the media. Mainly that media which is controlled by the politicians. We have to be careful of this. And this media, they can convert black to white, day to night, hero into a villain, villain into hero. And we see that very often. If you see my tapes, I've given very such examples. But in India, it's fortunate that the more popular media is not controlled by the politicians. And we find that this media really gave the true picture, whether it be the Gujarat riots, the Bombay riots in 93, or even today, the innocent Muslims are being harassed. The media, whether it be the newspaper, the news channels, they have really given a true picture of what's happening. Not 100%. Sometimes they get involved in news which is sensational. So when they get the news without checking up, they give it. It's sensational, they give it. But as a whole, we have to agree, the media has been honest. I'm talking about non-Muslim media. I'm not talking about the Muslim media. And here we find that they were honest and they projected the real picture. But what we have to be careful is of the media which is controlled by the politicians. And as far as the judiciary system is concerned in India, the innocent citizen of India, especially the Muslim victims, we have faith in the Indian judiciary system. Though some people say that some are corrupt, they are blasted in the community. But as a whole, we know most of the judges, they're upright and they're honest. We only hope that these people are not influenced by the politicians. So far, I know most of the judges, they don't care much for the politicians. If once the politicians get hold of the judiciary system, then God save this country. Yet, we have faith in the judiciary system.